Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the first day of our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. You text in the word I'm about to give you via the Civic Media app, which is free wherever you get your apps from, and you'll be entered to win one of our daily prizes of $200 or gold jewelry, and you'll be entered to win our grand prize, a pair of club-level indoor seats to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game on November 23rd. The word to win today, to get entered to win, is wide, W-I-D-E. Let's skip back to this great discussion we were having with my guest this hour, Luke Baumgartner. He is a research fellow at the Program on Extremism at George Washington University. Luke, I'm going to ask my senior producer to book you back right again because people want to talk about this. It's so important. The program that you work at GW is nonpartisan, apolitical. That's the goal here. Right before the break, Cam from Appleton asked us a question about the places where a lot of violent extremism sort of gets started and catalyzes, and people can say awful things. And it's these platforms like Telegram, Discord, 4chan, 8chan. I know there are others. What are these things, and why do violent extremists gravitate there?
So when we talk about some of these platforms, the ones that you just mentioned come to mind. So starting with the chans, those are, you know, image boards and message boards where people can post anonymously, and they have different, subs or threads or, you know, discussion topics that anybody can really contribute to from anywhere. And it's a place that really manifested a lot of just sort of out there virulent racist anti-Semitic content that has inspired, you know, quite a few mass shooters, terrorists and neo-Nazis the world over.
Are they there because these platforms are basically unmoderated, or they don't enforce policies that would otherwise remove this kind of content?
So they are pretty much just the Wild West of the internet when it comes to message boards. When they first started, they had moderators and admins and all that sort of thing. The need for these free speech zones on the internet sort of increased, entrepreneurs came along and decided to one-up one another with the chans and, messaging platforms to basically turn it into a free-for-all for a lot of people. And they didn't want to, you know, restrict speech of pretty much any kind. The one notable exception with 8chan was no CSAM or child sexual exploitation material.
Where people will go to access child pornography internationally, mm-hmm. to stream it. It is like the cesspool. It's the darkest corners of the internet.
Yeah.
We'll come back to these and the role that they've played and kind of how they've metastasized the platforms themselves, not just the speech on them, but changed over time. But I wanted to ask you, what is stochastic terrorism? And why is this something that people should be really concerned about?
So within the field of terrorism studies, the word stochastic can be debated about its merits. We won't get into that because we, you know, only have so much airtime. But basically, it's the idea that, you know, one act of violence or terrorism, it begets another, and it inspires, and somebody will look at somebody else's rhetoric or somebody else's actions and decide to do it their own way and take up the mantle.
It is this grand question. It's a technical term that I like to use, but it really speaks of when a speaker with a massive platform engages in speech that demonizes groups. There's a volume of that, and it's just going out all of the time. what are the statistical odds that someone would hear that and be radicalized and mobilized by that speech, demonizing on a consistent basis a particular group for their individual characteristics, be that race, nationality, political viewpoints, or otherwise. It's an interesting concept. Luke Baumgartner, thank you so much for being with us here. I'd love to have you back as soon as we can get you on and as soon as your schedule bears. There's so much to talk about in this arena. Folks, you've got 2 last minutes to get in your word to win on the multi-state green and gold text to win contest. Again, that word is WIDE, W-I-D-E. Get it in before the clock strikes 6 p.m. and we all turn into pumpkins. That's going to do it for Luke and I this afternoon. Sorry if we didn't get to your calls or texts. Thanks to everybody for your incredible participation. It is always a pleasure to be with all of you. Luke, I wanted to end this afternoon by asking you to address this. If folks are listening and they've got friends or family members that they think are being radicalized or being pushed towards extremist views, how can people help their friends or family members that are in that headspace?
I would say listen. Sometimes you don't want to listen to, you know, the potentially racist or radical things that they have to say. But sometimes people just want somebody to lend an ear to them and be a friend. So be that person, and sometimes you might break through to them.
I fail at that all the time, Luke. So thank you for that reminder to do that. And boy, we all need to listen to each other a little bit more. It's okay to correct the facts and check the racism, but to keep people from acting out in violent ways, maybe an open ear is the pathway forward. Thanks again to Luke Baumgartner. Thanks to each and every one of you. We got Pete Schwab coming up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together peacefully.